Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Kristen, your mom.
We are going to be covering Outlander, Season 7, Episode 11, 100 Weight of Stones, and Season 7, Episode 12, Carnal Knowledge.
Oh, we are getting unhinged here, people. This is getting weirder and weirder. This whole show, Season 6 was boring, fucked up. This is just... Fucked up. Oh, by the way, we have disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing. Yes. There will be spoilers for this show. We are rolling up to Season 8 of Outlander, people. You should actually be watching some Outlander for this to make any sense to you. And we are having things to drink. What are you having to drink, Natalie?
A vanilla milkshake.
Why are you having a vanilla milkshake, Natalie?
With the most vanilla character I know, Lord John Grey.
In case you're wondering, part of her pronunciation is actually based on Lord John Gray's pronunciation.
Actually, that's just not true.
He does do it,
but it's not what I based it off of.
True. But yes, I am having I made it into a mocktail. It's a variation on something that's in the Outlander cocktail book. The actual cocktail involves a bunch of stuff. I've whittled it down to pineapple juice and the Fever Tree Yuzu Lime Soda. It's basically like sparkling pineapple juice, and I love pineapple juice, so this is great. I don't know if I should call it something. I don't care. Does it have anything to do with this episode? Not really. So, yeah, we're just going to roll right along because that's how we get done with Outlander Season 7, right?
Yeah.
All right. We got some Lord John Grey, but do we want to start there?
Far past first. Wait, or the present is present in this one?
Do we have any?
No, I guess it's next episode.
Brianna has like a 15-second thing.
She does right here.
Yes.
So
Rob Cameron appears at Lally Rock Castle in 1970 something and surprises Brianna. Brianna is her hand or something.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But he surprises her. She's shocked to see him because she thought he'd gone back in time. He's like, no, I didn't do that, but I have your son. And you're going to tell me where all of the pirate gold is because he won't tell me.
Because he ain't no snitch.
He ain't no snitch. And so she tries to stab him with a knife. He gets the knife away. They get into this fight.
To give Rob Cameron a little bit of credit here, he was not as dumb as everyone initially thought he was by just immediately going back in time. He actually went with what my first suggestion was, which I forgot I remembered that he didn't go back in time. I didn't know if he actually had a rationale for, I was going to wait until he told me then go back in time. No. His original idea is, okay, well, I'm going to take Jem. He's going to tell me where it is and who this pirate is, and I am going to just hop on a plane and get over to North Carolina, and I'm going to find this place. Like a normal human being.
Right, but he gets into this physical altercation with Brianna, and it looks like he's going to be able to get her to go along with it when she does a full Rapunzel on him and whacks him with a pot and knocks him out. And that is the entirety of the Brianna part of the storyline.
Which is honestly, the most interesting. Well, it's not the most interesting, I guess. It's the
more interesting. It's certainly more interesting than what's going on with Roger.
It furthers her plot.
Yes. Yeah.
Because her plot is currently, Jem is in trouble, I need to help Jem. Whereas Roger's plot has lost the plot of, I need to find my dad who was MIA in World War
One, two.
I'll never remember. But I think my issue with it is it's just
right. So
it was so on the plot before.
Right. So there is a bunch of exposition about Roger's dad being lost as an RAF pilot, supposedly over the English Channel or something in some storm during World War II, and he was presumed dead. But the fact that he has actual dog tags and the dog tags are in the way past is a sign that Perhaps that's not what happened. And so, and because he's with William Mackenzie, who was presumed dead in 17, whatever the hell year they are, there's some parallel maybe that they're trying to draw with this. But
I don't fucking
yeah,
care.
I don't either. And Roger then is like, well, we're going to go look for my dad because maybe Jimmy's with my dad. It's like, what makes you think of this? There's
What
no
universe
rationale
would that
for
happen?
this. None. Zero.
And also, why? What part of that makes any sense? If
Nothing.
your dad, who was in World War II, that
Lord, no.
no. And he came across like a young child. Hopefully he would help him, but it's not like he knows who he is or like who he is to you. As far as what he knows, you're a baby.
Well, so like what I am thinking Roger's rationale is like in his head, he thinks all of these things are connected. Like you get drawn to a time because you're drawn to a person that you care about or a person who needs you or whatever. That's their idea about time travel. Not that that's necessarily based on much of anything. So I think he's trying to make sense of something that doesn't necessarily make sense. It certainly doesn't necessarily make sense in the way he thinks it should.
I am so sorry. However, him and Brianna didn't get to go through the stones at one point because their conception of home was different. You're telling me that him thinking of his child, Jeremiah Mackenzie, somehow got conflated by the stones being like, no, he's still in your time. You're just going to get jumped back to your time again, and it will be what it will be,
Right,
and then you'll
no,
figure it out.
because your
No,
dad
no,
has the
no.
same
No,
name, and the
his
stones can read
dad.
names.
So if you have the same name, Jeremiah Mackenzie, in any year ever, you are going to get jumped to that time. I can almost guarantee that there were other Jeremiah Mackenzies out there, and just because he happens to be related in a different way to this Jeremiah Mackenzie, does not mean he should be jumped there. That makes no goddamn sense.
I
I
agree.
rest my case.
Yeah, no, it makes no goddamn sense. And of course, they're not going to make sense of this in the spotlight to my recollection.
Too.
No, so like they go to whoever they bought the dog tags from, and they got them from some guy with a jacket, and the guy with the jacket goes to attack Roger and William Mackenzie, and that's about it,
Yeah, and I is
right?
you know. Pointless. Like, I don't know what
So
we're doing here. Like,
dumb. Neither do
no, they
they.
don't. And I don't understand why we're here and why we're
Don't
spending so much time. We didn't see Brianna for like an episode or two, and she has the more compelling arc of the two of them. I mean,
Well, and her screen time is much, much less. And
about to be like attacked
yes.
because her son ain't no snitch, and she's about to get kidnapped alongside her son and taken across country. I think they could have expanded on that. I know they didn't
Maybe that's
want.
the parallel theme. Jeremiah Mackenzie's ain't no snitch in
Sure.
both
What I'm saying
timelines.
is they could have elongated that arc by her being let her actually being kidnapped. I guess they didn't want to show her being a damsel in distress, but like girl's been kidnapped before.
Well, but here's the other thing. What would happen to Mandy?
Mandy would be fine. I don't know. She'd be brought with
Yeah.
her, I guess. And then they would all make it to. This would make so much more sense. They would be taken to goddamn North Carolina together and then escape through the stones
And here's the
and end
thing.
up with Roger because they'd be
Here's
thinking of Roger.
the thing that I find most interesting. Mandy, this whole thing started because Mandy felt that Jimmy was missing. Apparently nothing. Apparently this time connection, whatever the fuck, intuition is meaningless.
They're not Irish twins
They're
either. They're
not.
not twins. They're not Irish
Any,
twins. They
none
are
of that.
just related. So
Right.
I don't know why they have this telepathy bullshit. It's not like Claire and Jamie have this bullshit. It's not like Brianna and Claire have this bullshit. It doesn't matter if you're a fucking time
traveler. You shouldn't. They had it before they touched.
I'm going to point out that we have not been drinking. This is actually a sober conversation.
They had it before they time traveled because Jenny goes, she'll be fine. It's like, how do you know? How do you know?
Well, here we go. That is like a super boring. We're having more fun discussing it than there is actually in watching it this time. This part of the whole discussion is so stupid. The storyline is dumb.
I've calmed down.
Super dumb. Let us return to the time in which Jamie and Claire are supposedly existing. My lord. Oh my lord, John Gray.
So what's happening?
Where we are, people.
And Lady John Grey. Guess what? Claire and Lord John Grey got married real quick.
And Wee Willie is present.
Yeah, and he's just kind of like, what the fuck is this? And he even talks to his dad about it. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
And Lord John Grey, not his actual biological.
And he's just like, I'm not
present.
Like, he was like, I'm not going to let her hang out to dry and be a traitor if I can help her because she's a friend of a friend. She's a really good friend of a friend.
She's not a Quaker friend. No.
Yeah, you have room to talk.
Yeah,
anyway, right. But like he's helping her out, and clearly Willie has like this thing about it and being like, well, she's a traitor and also she cannot be that important to you. And she's just like, she was very important to the man the guy I was friends with.
This is the thing I hate the most about this marriage. Okay.
There should be multiple.
There are a ton of them. But I'm just talking about the wedding proper. So the wedding itself is, and they kind of tried to do this with the original Claire and Jamie wedding, where they try to make Claire, because she's drunk or whatever, look unattractive. They are really making a major fucking effort with this. And they do a little bit better, like, making her unattractive in this, but they're
well, because she's not wearing that fuck-ass dress.
Well, but she's also doing the major frown. Like, it is so funny to me, because Katrina Balfe clearly is not, that's not a natural facial expression for her to, like, it's like an active pulling down of the corners of her mouth as opposed to just like neutral.
She seems like a smiler to me, and
yeah,
I,
and she has a neutral look as well that,
no, yeah,
that happens when she's tired or whatever,
or
but
just
this
talking
active
to an asshole
frowning thing is hilarious that she's like actively doing it. But here's the thing that I really hate the most. Yes, in the middle of this wedding, what do we hear? Claire.
Jesus Christ. That's what you hate the most.
No, because like they're trying to go through the vows and she's like, oh, you know, till death do us part. Claire.
She hears it.
She can still hear it.
It's so, so fucking funny. I'm like, I'm sorry, people don't do the Claire Janey thing, first of all. But second, like, that she's hearing this in the middle of vows, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
You cannot be surprised. But either way, I've been using that as a transition phrase lately, and I need to be more cognizant of that. But
I have a bunch of stupid transition phrases, is the thing.
So they get married, and obviously she immediately goes upstairs to bed and wallows. And
Claire.
Lord John Grey is just kind of stuck wallowing himself because he's grieving too. This was like his best friend, who he didn't see all that often.
His best friend that he'd like to see more often.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole thing about a white deer in a field that apparently is Jamie.
There's a lot that happened right before that. Well,
fine. That's
sure. Also, Rachel and Youngian love each other and they tell each other so, and that's great. Whatever.
Finally, in actual words.
But also, we get a little bit of a look at Youngian's feelings about this whole thing, because he just lost both of his father figures, and at least they pointed it out.
He's
I'm glad that they did.
And he's just like, look, I really, you know, I couldn't handle it if he didn't like actually reciprocate, because I might be losing my shit.
So what happens is Claire is depressed as hell, obviously, and so she gets to the point where she's considering self-harm / death. And
this is the best wedding night ever.
She takes a scalpel and she's considering it. She even does like a slice on her arm, but not like anything that like is too serious, but still something to draw blood.
She's thinking about getting high as well.
She's looking for like ether and stuff like that, oil of vitriol or whatever you use. And she, but when all else fails, she turns to drink. And so she grabs that decanter off the shelf and immediately just starts chugging, which bold move to put a decanter of whiskey in your bedroom. Like when I'm going up to my bedroom, I maybe this is I'm glad it shows that I'm not a fucking alcoholic, but like I don't have a bottle of wine in my bedroom, like just ready for me to like just take. Because that's where my wine downtime
No.
is. Anyway, they
No.
she's drinking and she's screaming and she's wailing and she's feeling all her feelings. And Lord John Grey hears all of this from downstairs and he's drunk himself into a stupor. My goodness. And he walks upstairs and decides now is the right time to try to help. And instead of just letting her, like basically, like some people parent an infant, letting them cry themselves to sleep, he interferes and intervenes and is just like, I'm not mourning alone tonight. And so what happens next?
Just so fucked up,
We
literally.
see cuts. We don't see the whole thing, thank God. But like, we see cuts of like her like kind of like half-heartedly fighting
Yeah,
him.
she's fighting him in her, like, I'm trying to be tough, Claire way.
But she's really just like, it's really pushing away a friend and whatever.
Yes.
And so then we see the next morning where, and he's like holding her and comforting her and all
But they
that
both
stuff.
get naked, and the bottom line is they're having sex.
They mournfully have sex. And they wait.
While they're arguing and screaming at each other.
Yeah.
It's not that mournful, it's more angry.
Yeah. And they wake up the next morning hungover and regretful, and they
In
look at
the
each
same bed.
Other and they're both like, so we both agree that, and they're really diplomatic about it, which is great. I love how diplomatic they are of just, well, that was not planned, and also we both know that we were not fucking the same person. Well, we were
No one
fucking
fucking
the
the
same
same person,
person.
but neither of them was in bed.
Yeah. Because they were both thinking of Jamie like
Jamie.
they were so drunk beyond belief that they were imagining they were fucking Jamie.
How could you be confused about
No,
something
I
like
don't think they
that?
were confused. I think they were just like going along for the ride. And since the other was
And
willing
what
to
a
be
ride!
that,
What a ride!
since the other was willing to do that and doing the same thing, it felt like it was okay. And I don't know how good but either of them were that night, but you know, it doesn't really
I don't
matter.
think good factored into it.
No,
So they have this savage sex.
it was simply to get it out of their systems and to get relinquish some anger.
They talk about white deers.
Well, he also talks about how he has a lover, and
Lord John Grey has a
Lord
lover.
John Grey has a lover, and he's just like, but I can't be with him, obviously, for multiple reasons. One of which he is a Native American, and the other is he's gay. So, you know, it sucks,
Yeah,
but whatevs.
that comes up again, probably more in another conversation that they have, which is about the fact that Mercy and Henry Grey want to get married. And Lord John Grey says, no, you can't marry her because of racism.
And they try to backtrack on him being racist by being like, well, he's giving all these other like kind of excuses in the carriage with Claire later when Claire's just like, why are you being like this? And he's just like, well, I'm thinking along the lines of what his father is going to think and how his father is going to react and all that stuff. It's like, that
But
doesn't mean you have to react that
he's
way.
also gonna lose his title, all of these other things.
In fact, oddly enough, very similar to Benedict, where it's just like, I'm gonna
You're
say
making
Claire,
decisions for me.
Antony and Violet are trying, are like, regardless of how they feel about the person that they are want to be with, they are trying to instill some reality into
Into
it
the
because it's
conversation,
very
yeah.
fantastical and like we're in love, nothing else matters. But what Lord John Grey is trying to do is to just give them a reality check of like He doesn't do it in the best way because he's really annoyed and grieving and off.
And had bad sex the night before.
Yeah, it was a rough night for him.
Drunk,
He probably didn't get good sleep. And so the way he does this is by seeming racist. Hopefully he's not.
But what he says in the carriage is, I don't want his life to be
like
mine. Because I know that, like, for me to be with the person that I love would be illegal. That's the same thing that is true here for Henry and Mercy, and I don't want that for them. I want them to have a better life.
And he can really only talk to Claire about that aspect of it, considering he's not going to out himself to
Henry.
And so later on, Lord John Grey is hosting a dinner, and he's like, Claire, you're the hostess now, and we need to sell this act. And she's just like, I don't want to go to fucking dinner. And
with
just
a,
like,
with a bunch of loyalists.
Yeah.
No.
And she's like, fuck no. And he's just like, you kind of need to. If you want to, like, squeaky clean reputation, all of that stuff, you got to come to this dinner. And she's like, ugh. And she eventually does go. And while at that dinner, the guy who came and warned Lord John Grey about Claire being a rebel and getting arrested goes up to Claire, asks her to dance, and then immediately reveals that he's a rebel as well on the dance floor in a room full of loyalists.
Yeah,
and
you can hear him over the music, like, what the fuck, dude?
My initial thought, even though I knew this guy was telling the truth, my initial thought was, this is a test. Like, yeah. He's just trying to get you to admit that you are also
a
rebel.
That's what I thought too. That was exactly what I thought.
So, Claire, do not get baited here.
No, however,
she just immediately, like, is just like, okay, well, whatever. And the way that he frames it, and he's obviously is a rebel, and he said, because that makes it less complicated for the story, he is a rebel, but he's telling her, it's like, yeah, no, why do you think I warned Lord John Grey about the arrest so that he could get you out of trouble? I didn't know he was going to do this, but I mean, it's still something.
Yeah.
And it is just like, okay, well, I want you to spy on him for me. And she's like, no. And then he's like, okay, forget this ever happened.
Yeah, don't out me.
See, and once again, this is the perfect time for him to be like, that was a test. I'm actually a loyalist.
Wow.
Even if he's lying, that is the perfect time for him to be like, actually, no. That was all a test for you, not for me.
Yeah,
but for you.
Not me. Ha, ha, ha.
But he's dumb. So who cares? Also, Wee Willie's kind of being rude to other people and not giving them the time of day or rude to women, particularly young women.
He's just like not.
He only has eyes for Rachel, and even though clearly she does not have eyes for him, and so he's like rebuffing all of these requests for a dance and stuff like that, and Claire's just like, why don't you just give them a chance? And then he uses those words against her later, of course.
Well, but he also, she also is kind of like, well, you know, she's probably off with young Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe don't.
Maybe.
But of course, we really won't listen to that.
Nope.
I guess this was another day. I guess the next day. Claire's just sitting alone, and who comes running in through the door while Lord John Grey is going through his mail? It's Jamie!
Claire! Claire!
And she immediately is like, oh my god, yes! And then he's just like, by the way, redcoats are after me, but what's new?
This is such a classic Jamie move. I mean,
and you know what? That makes it very endearing if I wasn't so mad at him.
Well, we're all mad at him, and we're all, like, annoyed with this whole plot line. It's like, what the fuck is wrong?
So the writers are trying to, like, be so reminiscent of, like, early seasons of him being so suave and cool and funny and doing Jamie hijinks to get out of trouble.
Jamie hijinks.
Very Jamie hijinks. And so he is on the run from Redcoats, which we'll find out a little bit more about in the next episode.
We will.
Which is kind of dumb. And he... He's talking to Lord John Grey and Claire, and he's just like, "Oh, William's here. My son is here." And it's like, and then Wee Willie just happened to be by that door
and heard it.
Why he was going up to their bedroom, I do not know.
None of us know.
Why was he not just waiting in the parlor?
Device.
You could have just waited for your dad in the parlor. But no. And he hears that and immediately freaks the fuck out. And here comes the heel turn for Wee Willie that I do not appreciate.
Yeah, he loses his fucking shit.
He's fine right now. He's just hurt. And much like Brianna, who reacted not exactly the same way, but in similar ways. He's freaking the fuck out about the fact that he didn't know that this was his dad. I think he's around the same age Brianna was as well. And again, this is why you should have listened to fucking Brianna, because shit like this happens. And so he freaks out and leaves. And then Redcoats are running up the stairs and are after Jamie, and so Jamie takes Lord John Grey hostage.
And this is like classic Jamie shit, and like, you know, he takes him at gunpoint out of the house.
And Claire can't help but smile, which should be kind of a tip off to the Redcoats of like,
yeah,
why are you?
He's actually not left the house at this point.
Yeah, sorry, he didn't leave, but
he's going
upset.
To in the next episode. So
he was going to storm out, but he didn't.
Right.
And then Jamie escapes with Laura John Grey while Claire smiles on like, oh, Jamie. Classic Jamie.
Classic Jamie.
So I didn't explain what happened to make everyone think that he was dead. It's because it's really stupid.
They mentioned it actually in the last episode. Like, the ship went down. No.
But the reason why people thought he was dead was his luggage. He was meant to go onto this voyage. It was going to leave in the evening. And then they left early without him, left his luggage on there, and left him on the ship's manifest as a passenger. And so everyone thought he was on there, but wasn't. And so he got a later boat.
Yeah. No, the reason I thought he was dead was the boat went down. The reason that he wasn't dead was because of the luggage screw-up thing. Anyway, so what were your best parts of this episode? If there were any. Oh.
There are a few. Young Ian and Rachel, they're cute.
Young Ian and Rachel, definitely.
Lord John Grey, kinda. Like, he gives Claire some good pep talks in here, but I don't like him being racist ever so slightly. Mm. Even though they kind of excuse it, which don't excuse racism. The reveal to William, I'm glad it happened, because it's been building up ever since he was fucking born that this was going to happen. And that was a build-up since season 3, so it's been 4 fucking seasons of Wee Willie not knowing his parentage and getting close to Jamie, but not. And everyone trying to keep this from him. And so finally getting that reveal out of the way is cathartic. What happens afterwards, we'll discuss. But, and using Laurel John Grey as a hostage is very Jamie, and it's very endearing.
Hmm. Yeah, all I wrote down, Ian and Rachel, Jamie being alive has a question mark, and Brianna knocking Rob Cameron out.
Mm.
Which is a best part.
I almost forgot about Brianna because she's barely in this.
Yeah. Worst parts.
Jamie fake out. What the fuck was that? Like, that is so lazy. I'm so sorry. You didn't even let him be dead for longer. I mean, and to be fair, like, would I have wanted that? Not necessarily, but like,
whole fucking long thing in an earlier season about this.
There would have. And I am glad that we didn't do that, but at the same time,
didn't need to do this at all.
Exactly. Self-harm. Don't do that. Lord John Grey being against Mercy. I don't like that either.
Yeah. My worst parts, Claire. You know, just there was stupid shouting. It's just ridiculous.
She's upset.
Racism. Racism bad.
So true.
Lord John Grey and Claire having sex. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
I really hate it. I hate how it's done. I hate why it's done. I hate all of it. Because, you know, you definitely don't have to actually consummate this marriage.
They weren't going to,
so why?
That's the question.
Wee Willie's reaction to his betrayal, which gets worse in the next episode, but hate it. And the boring side quest with Russia.
Oh, yes! That actually is a full-blown worst part for this episode.
The worst part, for sure. So, what grade did you give this episode?
C.
I gave it actually is a C. I gave it a C+, but I don't know why. I don't know why. So it's a C.
And now for the most batshit heel turn 180 episode of them all, Carnal
Carnal knowledge.
Knowledge.
Now, I do want to say this. The actual carnal knowledge at issue
Was last
was
episode.
last episode, or the carnal knowledge referred to. There is sex in this episode, but it does not involve Claire, Jamie, or Lord John Grey.
It does
So,
involve Claire and Jamie, though. There is some
oh, I
sex.
was right. There is some sex between them. No, I
It doesn't
forgot about
involve Lord John
that. It
Grey.
definitely does not involve Lord John Grey. Although they're talking about him at the time.
Yeah, but
It's
that's not
fucked
really
up.
relevant.
This is a fucked up, fucked up fuck.
There are no other side plot subplots other than the present. The sorry, not the present, the past. What?
Getting lost in all these timelines. This is
It's so
hilarious.
fucking dumb. Anyway, so I guess we just have to go in order because the chain of events is insane. And the more you like think about the chain of events, the less it makes sense for why things happen the way they do. But so Jamie has just escaped with Lord John Grey as a hostage, and obviously, like Lord John Grey is thrilled that he's alive.
Well, no, here's the other thing that's thrilling, Lord John Grey. He's getting held close by Jamie. Well, Jamie has a gun to him. It's like, this is like kind of a kinky fantasy.
It's kind of
And they're
like,
chatting.
well,
They're
no,
talking
it's
about
very
something.
similar to what he's done with Claire in the
Yes,
past. So it's a very Jamie move, a kinky
hey.
Jamie move.
For sure.
It's one he used on Lord John Grey, but with Claire. Anyway, so he reveals to Lord John Grey that the reason the Redcoats are after him is because even though his papers were all in order, he had a suspicious look about him, so they wanted to search him, and he didn't want that because he's carrying s some spy documents from France
Right.
to
He
the
doesn't
rebels.
tell Lord John Grey what the documents are. He has
Obviously not.
something on me that I don't want them to find.
And we'll just I'll just get this out of the way because we will forget about this stupid thing later. He meets George Washington, and
Later.
George Washington's like, "You're gonna be a brig,
Brigadier General.
yeah, brigadier general." I almost said brigand, and that's not correct.
And yet.
And yet,
And because what it is these are papers from the government of France offering money and support and things like that for the rebel cause. So apparently, like Jamie went to Paris in part to like get stuff from from Benjamin Franklin or something. I
How
don't know.
he got
We
to
don't
Benjamin
fucking
Franklin,
know
I'm not
because
sure.
it's
He
fucking
was
out
gonna
the internet,
visit a
like.
convent outside of Paris that
Let's face
ended
it,
up in the
Benjamin
same
Franklin
room
likes young
as
women. It's a
Benjamin Franklin to, and maybe even Thomas Jefferson, for all we know,
thing.
and got fucking information from the French government.
Papers with promises
Well,
and
see, if he
seals.
was in France, he was in this, what is it? This, not
Bastille?
Bastille. I
Yeah.
almost said the
Twice.
Saw, but
Twice.
that's the river. Anyway, so
My gosh.
not important, moving on.
You need the Seine, which is actually the river. The Somme is a different river, but
I
that's
was
okay.
thinking of a river, and I got to the Saw
Take
instead
me
of.
to the river.
Okay, so they ride off into the forest for reasons, and they stop for a second. And Lord John Grey is very upset with Jamie. He's just like, "We worried about you. We thought you were dead. We mourned you." At this point, Jamie does not know that he married his wife and had sex with her. But it gets re well. The sex part gets revealed in this moment. Not
It's
that.
hilarious the way
Not
that
that.
he
Hey,
says
I
it.
took care of your. Okay,
Say
so.
he married her. He just says, he comes out with, "Hey, by the way, I've had carnal knowledge of your wife."
And he's like, "What?" And Lord John Grey is just like, "We were both fucking you," which is a crazy line for him to say.
Exactly.
I'm not. You think I'm paraphrasing? He says that,
That
and
way,
he says it
angrily,
angrily
angrily.
to Jamie, to his face,
Like he's angry at Jamie that this had to happen. Like,
and see,
oh
here's the
my
thing.
God.
He like. when he was talking to Claire about it, he was so diplomatic about it. They were both grieving. They were all whatever. But now that Jamie's back, he's just like, I'm mad at you that you put me at the level where I would have sex with a woman, let alone your wife.
Well, and this is part of Jamie's kind of making fun. I was like, I bet you couldn't get enough with a woman. And he's kind of like, no, I was
thinking of you.
And it's like, ah.
And then Jamie beats him up. And here's the thing about Jamie. Here's the thing about Jamie. When he gets upset about someone fucking one of his girls, like Brianna or Claire, he will beat you up and sell your dick.
Or just until you're dead.
No, because the next thing that happens is some rebels come by just in the woods. So they come by and one of the guys kind of recognizes Lord John Grey
as being a loyalist and being a British soldier.
Jamie's trying to pass this off as he's my prisoner, I'm a rebel too. Which, I mean, we know he is a rebel, but obviously he's like faking being his prisoner at this point. Right. But Lord John Grey gets recognized and it's just like, I saw you in your uniform. And he's just like, oh, I'm not active commission. There's stuff later on. Actually, I'll talk about it now. He's just kind of left high and dry with Jamie, and Jamie just abandons him while he gets taken captive by these rebels.
Lord John Grey does it. Well, and when he gets taken captive, this is where it is like, oh, Mr. Grey over there, that's Lord John! He corrects them. And I was like, man, at least
he's like Captain Jack Sparrow with this shit. It did make it feel a little bit more full circle, I will say. We both beamed at that moment, but he gets taken captive. He's taken captive, and before they get to camp, they stop for a minute, and he's being treated a little bit better than Roger, but it's clear it's not going to last long. No. Because people seem to associate him with, I guess, a distant cousin, and he has his mail still like in his pocket from this morning, and he hadn't gotten around to opening it, and they're searching him, and they find that he is going to be commissioned back into the army.
And he's like, fuck, I didn't know about that.
I didn't know about that. And they're like, yeah, sure, right. And
that's why you have it in your pocket.
Also, but like, even if he was commissioned already, why would he just carry that around in his pocket?
Uh-huh.
But maybe he's just weird.
I guess it would get you safe passage and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
So, yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, also the uniform should do about the same. But
he doesn't have his uniform on.
Not now, no.
But he's also, like, having major eye problems at this point.
Because he was punched in the fucking eye.
Well, in other places.
But
this is a major Natalie thing. She loves this a lot.
What?
That he doesn't like.
Oh, that's later. That's later. It's because it leads.
Well, it's part of this episode.
No, what it leads to for me personally is a moment where I cracked.
No,
when
that's
I was
later.
No. I will. I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it when it comes up. It's not in this episode. But when there is a moment in like late season 7 part 2 when I was watching the show live and I completely snapped. Like, yeah. I went insane
and
for this
that,
one
not
part.
This kind of insane, by the way.
No,
this different was, kind of insane.
Because So he's like cooked, and so they're like, okay, well, we're gonna take you to camp and then we're gonna fucking hang you because remember this guy. And he's like, I have no idea who you're talking about.
It's a place. So we hear about it later.
It doesn't matter.
But apparently there is some relative of Lord John Grey who's a general or something, a British general, who his people stabbed 100
people in their sleep,
100 soldiers in their sleep in a camp, because they were, I don't know, assholes,
there.
Awful,
I
evil.
Don't know.
And it's a massacre, and people are unhappy about it. And so they say, hey, you're somebody great. We're going, with the last name,
Retribution.
Retribution. We're going to hang you.
So they take him to the camp, and it happens to be headed by someone he once knew, a British guy who is a turncoat, and he's just like, you have no honor, or whatever the fuck he says, and the guy's just like, listen, I don't fucking care. And he treats him with a lot of civility, But he obviously can't control his men completely because Denzel's actually like at the camp, and we knew he was going to be like acting as a doctor with the rebels, and he actually treats Lord John Grey. And he hears that the general, the guy in charge, is leaving, and so Lord John Grey won't be protected anymore while he's away. So he needs to go. He gotta go.
Right. But leading up to this, and before that, one of the more important things that Denzel does is that he puts an eye patch on Lord John Grey. This will be important later.
Yeah. Not this eye patch, but the next eye patch will be important. But Denzel essentially is just like, all right, here's like a knife to get your shackles undone and to get rope off of you if they tie you up or whatever. And
go that way.
Go this way. I can meet you if you'd like. I'm getting out of here too. And he's just like, no, I'll be fine. It's like, why are you not accepting help?
Because Lord John Grey.
Mm-hmm. And so that night, he realizes that he's again cooked, and so he escapes. He's running off, and they notice and they start shooting at him. And so that's the end of that episode. But that's not all.
No,
that's not all.
That's not all.
Because there's so much other shit to cover
with Wee Willie.
Well, first, let's say what Jamie and Claire do.
They have sex.
Yeah, they have sex, and
they have sex
after a long multiple room argument where they
basically Jamie's unhappy that Claire had sex with Lord John Grey, and he is having an idiotic argument with her about it.
And she's like, "How is this any different from when I was in a different time? You believed me to be dead to you at that point. I believed you to be dead to me at that point. So I had sex with another person." Obviously, it was with, like, a partner, but it still stands.
Well, this is somebody she had to marry because of you.
The sex was a byproduct of depression. Like, and she tries to explain that to him, but he's like, I'm the injured party here. And she's like, I thought you were dead. Like, I see both sides of this argument. More Claire's than Jamie's to a certain degree. Because should she have had sex with him? No. But at that rate,
she was also super fucking drunk.
She was so drunk, and she was so depressed, and she was contemplating killing herself, which she tells Jamie. And Jamie, instead of being like understanding about that, of like, oh, you were in such a fragile mental state, maybe you didn't do this like knowingly, not knowingly, but like it wasn't, it's not a matter of consent or not at that rate, because they both consented, but it's like,
let me just say this.
Weird.
Like, she says that, like, I was debating suicide, and he was basically trying to comfort me. And Jamie wants details. Like, he wants, like, well, which way did you do it? And, you know, this kind of thing. And she gets furious, which is fair. Jamie's jealous. My quote is, this discussion is stupid. And that really is true. I mean, they have this stupid fucking argument, and they end up having sex on the dining room table.
Yeah.
And the end of that. Need to really talk about
Wee Willie.
So he starts out by just having a temper tantrum in the house.
Like, no, he starts by talking to Claire.
Right? He's furious with Claire because he realizes that all of these people knew.
Yeah.
All of these people knew, and they didn't tell him. And so he is really, really angry.
Did you learn nothing?
Right. Did she learn nothing from Brianna, who actually understands this better than anybody else,
and no one listened to her.
Exactly. So
this is why I was so upset.
Episode and not even mentioned by name is right, and she should be a best.
Literally, Claire could have had a moment where she was talking to Jamie, and it's just like Jamie could be like, "I think he's really, really, really mad at me." And she's just like, yeah, it really reminded me of what it was like with Brianna when I revealed all of this information. And again, he doesn't have to know the element of fucking time travel, that mind-bending prospect. So just this alone is enough to ruin a person.
Right.
So you need to shut the fuck up and be kind.
Yes. So anyway, Wee Willie is extremely upset. He breaks a bunch of furniture and stuff in the house. He basically wants to go on a bender. He like comes in contact with a prostitute, is awful to her, and she throws him out. And then he it gets back with the army, and they're escorting munitions or whatever out of town. They're evacuating Philadelphia. And as part of the evacuation, or going in the opposite direction, are Ian and Rachel riding back to town. And
Where they were going to a Quaker commune of some kind to
yeah.
ask if they would be allowed to get married, and they said no. And
And so Rachel mentions this to Wee Willie, or Ian does, one or the other. And Wee Willie's like, I can't have the woman I wanted either. And so he starts a fight with young Ian and like hits him and like beats the crap out of him. And then Ian fights back and gets arrested for it.
And then when Rachel's just like, why did you do that? He's just like, he came at me. It's like, no, he fucking
It's
didn't.
like, you're a liar, blah blah blah, on top of everything. And so he go
Oh,
then he goes to kiss Rachel.
yeah, he does go. Well, no, actually, first, I think, no, first, he has a moment where he's just like, well, I thought you didn't like violence. And she's like, you're right. And then slaps
Slaps him,
him.
and she's like,
And
and
then
you.
he kisses her.
Well, no, he kisses her, and then she slaps him,
I thought he kissed
and
her.
she's like, and oh, I thought you didn't like
No,
violence.
Rachel, I have it in my notes. Rachel slaps him, then he kisses her, question mark.
No, it's the other direction.
It's
But
not. It really isn't. And then
whatever.
she slaps him again.
Maybe she slaps him. She definitely slaps him after the kiss.
Yeah, for sure.
And she's like, you've forced me into violence. You have changed, and you've changed how everyone is interacting with you. That's on you. You are becoming a bad person, Wee Willie. She doesn't say it exactly that way, but that's what she's getting at. And so, as Jamie is riding back to Philadelphia to confront Claire about sleeping with Lord John Grey, Jamie sees Ian like shackled to this wagon, and he's like, "What the fuck is going on here?" Rachel tells him. Jamie goes to Wee Willie and is like, "Look, you're gonna re get him released." And Wee Willie's like, "Well, you didn't tell me you're my dad," because that's part of why Wee Willie beats up young Ian too. Like, you knew too. You knew that I wasn't really that I was a bastard all this time. It's like, yes, so what? And then he starts like bad mouthing Jamie, which he all knows like gonna get Ian worked up. But so Jamie's like, no, you're gonna get him released. You're gonna get him released now, or I'm gonna tell everybody that you're a bastard. And then you're
I'm
not gonna be
just
a lord anymore. You're not gonna be like the Earl of whatever the fuck you are. And you don't want that, so you need to do this.
Well, another element of it is he also he what was I gonna say? Fuck me, I
I don't
lost it.
know,
But
Natalie.
he oh, this is what I was gonna say. This is also young Ian's reveal that Jamie's alive. Because as far as he knew when he had that argument with Wee Willie, he was dead, and so he was speaking ill of the dead. And so that made him even angrier. Not that he needed any more ammunition. But yeah, no, seriously, it's just so fucked.
It's so fucked.
It's really fucked. And so he may have all that and
And so that evening, Wee Willie is back at the same brothel, but this time with officers.
yeah.
And the officers are talking that things are going like buggering or whatever that they're going to do to some of the prostitutes. And Wee Willie wants to protect the woman that he had been cruel to before.
We should probably describe what happened so that you aren't thinking he raped her.
No, he did not at
He
all.
did not.
No, he just was an asshole to
He
her.
was drunk. Or just upset. He was just. She was like poking fun. She was like trying to be charming and all that stuff. Usual stuff for what her
Things.
line of work is and what's expected of her. Well, he was not in the mood for that. He was already on edge in many ways. He was already feeling like he's being laughed at by everybody. And so he lashes out at her by, does he
Like he
makes her.
shoves her or something. I can't remember. It's something physical.
Yeah, I forget what it is.
And it's like just like pushes her off of him or something like
Yeah,
that. Like he's
something
not in
like
the mood.
that.
And she's like, get out.
And you know what? Fair enough. Have some boundaries, girl. Good for you. And at least to like some wine being like dropped and spilt and
Yes,
crashed and
that was part
whatever.
of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it, again, dangerous, and we don't want that. So he does grant her wish and leaves. But in this instance, he is hearing all these things that these people want to do to her, and he's like, fuck that. No,
No, so
I'm going to
he
help
buys
you.
her. He is the next person in line to choose. He buys her for the night by using his they have these emblems that they wear around their necks, the British officers do, that I guess are a sign of their commission. So
Made of
some made of
girls.
silver or gold or whatever. And so he uses that as his payment so that no one else can outbid him for her. And so he gets her for the night and he's like, no, I'll be honorable and I won't have sex with you. And she's like, but it's honorable for me as a prostitute to have sex with you. So they have sex
Yeah.
and it makes him happy.
They have a nice conversation, though.
They
I
do.
think I'm not going to detail it, but like
No.
it's about like him talking about his feelings and stuff like that, and
It's not super in-depth, but it's as
no.
in-depth as we've gotten from Wee Willie in some time.
Yeah, I agree. And so I think that it's still good for him to get that out. And then, what did I say in my notes? I say
He got
favorites.
things out all right.
He wants her just left to let her sleep in the bed, even though he wants to sleep with her. Her name is Jane. She rides him like a cowboy. She then comforts him after he cries post-coitus.
That would be kind of upsetting, don't you think?
Like, because
I
he,
made you cry.
well, no, I think he also was having that thought of like, he. I think he at one point, and no, he asked Claire if it was rape, and she was just like, no, but there was as much love as there could be, but there wasn't. So she's trying to make him feel better, but then he's having this, he has now has this complex around sex, I think.
He has issues.
He has love
He's
issues,
got.
and you know what? Fair. Much like
Yeah.
Brianna has issues, he has issues as well,
Yep.
so.
Yep. So basically, that is the episode. What were your best parts?
Lord John Grey being honest. I kind of like that he just comes out and says it instead of letting it just kind of like coming up naturally. Like, I think that it's important that Jamie knows. I do hate it when people keep secrets from each other for no fucking reason when you just need to rip the band-aid off, which is why I'm so surprised that he never did this with Wee Willie. I'm just like, you were able to tell the love of your life who is not. So slightly secretly the love of your life, he knows, but
Everybody
he's like,
knows.
whatever. You were able to tell him that you fucked his wife to his face, but they were really fucking a memory of you, but you weren't able to tell your son that he's adopted. Like, that is
The fuck,
so
dude.
bizarre. So then, or illegitimate and adopted, Rachel. I really love Rachel standing up for herself. Because I think that it's so important that she do that. Because we've gotten a lot of, well, we want peace. I want to be commit non-committal. I want to be whatever. No, slap him in the face. He just got your man arrested for like initiating a fight and then blaming him for starting it, which didn't
And
happen.
lying, yeah.
Exactly. So fuck you. Fuck you. And then I sa also said William. After he is kind to the whore, her name's
Jane,
Jane,
yes.
but she he, see, I really liked the trajectory of Wee Willie up until this episode because
I don't think he significantly gets better. I'm just saying.
what?
I don't think he gets significantly better with the Jane thing, but that's your
Well,
opinion.
he amends something in this episode, so I was making it a best part just because at least he doesn't act like an ass the whole time. I was grasping at straws, Mom. But they had such a trajectory with his character of the like, I'm not sure if these loyalties really mean anything, or like if it comes to the people I love, am I willing to bend my morals to let them get away with stuff and all that stuff? Like that was interesting to explore, and it was kind of explored with Lord John Grey, but he wasn't in commission, so it wasn't like anything major. But with a guy who's actually in the army, like Willie is, it made more sense. But then they just decided, all right, well, he finds out that he's a bastard and this changes his whole worldview. That's fine. But like him acting like an absolute fucking asshole about it? No.
Yeah.
No. That is just not right.
Is that everything?
Yeah, that's what I wrote down.
I kind of like Claire and Jamie back together. It's a question mark. Lord John Grey, eye patch, love it. Denzel, I think, is great in this
Denzel,
role.
yes, he's so good.
And Rachel and Ian both. I think, the two of them, and it's kind of like what you're talking about, and it is probably more of a Rachel arc because we've seen a lot of Ian's side of this.
I
But
also like Ian.
Rachel, wanted to go and get permission from the Quaker group. Like, she's like, I'm gonna ask, and if that doesn't work out, then we're just gonna do it our own way. It's gonna be fine. That idea that like she's gonna stand up for her relationship with Ian, because we've always been kind of questioning that. Like, is she gonna get weird about Ian because he's Mohawk? Is she actually gonna commit to him? That kind of thing. Because that has been something that she said before. Like when she talked to Denzel's like, you're gonna be put out a meeting. And she's like, I'm not gonna think about it. Well, now she's thinking about it, and Ian matters more to her, and I really like that
Yeah.
about that relationship. That's all I had is good parts. What were your worst parts?
Jamie being mean to Lord John Grey. I'm so sorry. I understand that he fucked your wife. No one said it was rape. No one said it was unwanted by Claire. Nobody
It wasn't
said
wanted by Claire, though.
it was not wanted by either of them, and yet they still did it. But let's just, it was still not non-consensual. So it's in the weirdest gray air, literally gray area of
Vanilla gray.
sure, but I don't think Jamie completely blaming Lord John Grey and beating him up over it was constructive. And Lord John
You
Grey,
got
even
him an eye patch. You love the eye
that's
patch.
not the point. My point is, beating him within an inch of his life is not going to solve anything. And maybe that's just my idea of like, don't do that. Like, that's really dumb. But him also just doing really dumb things is just like,
Like Jamie in this. I mean, but
that's why I couldn't
I
put
don't hate the
Jamie.
fact that he beat up Lord John Grey. I don't like how far it went, but him hitting
Him
him,
again, letting
totally
him
him.
just get captured by somebody. Like,
Well, I
that's your
just
friend
well, th
who you don't want to
neither
die.
neither one of them wanted him to get captured, and the only reason that these guys had even drew they even drew their attention was because of the fight, which was loud. So, if he'd
Yeah.
hit him like once or twice, I probably would have been fine with it. If the as far as it went, it probably was too much. But whatever.
And then also William being violent and having a 180.
My worst part in all caps is William. I think William's response to all of these things is poor, period, all the way around.
It's immature.
He's not someone who has to have reactions like that. I understand that he's upset, and I do. I think there's a conversation between him and Lord John Grey at some point about this. I don't remember exactly how it went, so I'm hoping that there will be some conversation between the two of them going forward, that is meaningful and not just bullshit like some of these things are. But it's important that somebody has a real conversation with him about what happened, and why. But yes, and you mentioned something about William be asking Claire whether it was rape. The specific conversation is not rape. Did he, Wee Willie, rape the prostitute? That is not the conversation they're having. The conversation that he has with Claire is whether or not Jamie raped Willie's mother, which clearly is not true.
No, about
And
what?
that is explained, and Claire explains it as best she can, although she doesn't have full information either. And so, but yes, she makes it clear because it very definitely was not rape. If it was rape of anybody, it was Jamie getting raped by her, as you might remember, and whatever. So, what grade did you give this? I have it in a
C
C.
minus.
Yeah, I gave it a C. It's just not good.
Yeah.
So, we're back to not good. We're not at really, really bad.
Yeah,
And but that can, there is still plenty of Outlander season 7 part 2, otherwise known as season 7A or season 7B depending on how you want to describe it, or season 8 could be, but it's not. Much more to come. We hope that you join us, and
cheers.